Arla, Perk Bez, Mishnah Yitzayim. Visar Kodshe Kedoshim, Uvisar Kodshim Kalim. So if you have meat of Kodshe Kedoshim that only a Kohen that's Tar is allowed to eat, and meat of Kodshim Kalim that even a non-Kohen is allowed to eat Kodshim Kalim, but he has to be Tar when he eats it, as the Rav points out, Shinis Bashlu in Bisar Hataiva. So these two were cooked with regular meat that even a non-Kohen that's Tomei is allowed to eat regular Bisar Taiva. Osr L'Tmeim or Mutu L'Tahirim. So here, it's going to be Osr for somebody that's Tomei, because they're going to be Mitztarif. Because each one of these items, Kodshe Kedoshim and Kodshim Kalim, are Osr for somebody that's Tomei to eat. And we don't find here the Reb Shimon is Choylik on this. Similar that we had in the first mission of this Perek, the Reb Shimon was also not Choylik in one other case, where we said over there, Truma, Chala, Bikurim, and all these things, they are Mitztarif. We didn't find Reb Shimon was Choylik, because we said over there that they're all also called Truma over there. They were also a Shem Echad. And when you have a Shem Echad and the same species too, which the Shem Echad means the same Isser, according to what the Rav learns, same Isser and the same species, everybody holds that that's Mitztarif to Aser. So here it's the same thing. Although one is Kodshe Kedoshim, one's Kodshim Kalim, still they're both Kodshim. And even according to Bshimin, since they're both Kodshim, they're not exactly the same, but they're still both Kodshim, and they're going to be Mitztarif to Aser because they're both not able to be eaten while they're Tameh. So somebody that's Tameh can't eat this mixture. Umutr Latarim, however, somebody that's Tar is allowed to, because only the small portion of Kodshe Kedoshim is Aser for a non-Kohen Tahar to eat, because that only a Kohen can eat, but the Kodshim Kalim, a Tar person, is allowed to eat. So therefore, even a non-Kohen is allowed to eat this mixture, if he's Tahar.